This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Nice. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. My voice is a lot lower because of all the wildfire smoke. I know. It's either that or I have been producing more testosterone. I got to tell you, after last night's debate, I think a lot of us kind of produced a lot of testosterone. I think many of us kind of found our inner testes after last night. It was, I don't even want to call it a debate. It was an absolute poop show. I can't really say that on air, but I think you guys all know the term that we want to use. And I'm really frustrated. We have a lot to talk about today, and we're going to talk about whether, you know, the debates are going to continue, as there's been discussion on both sides for them not to have any more debates after last night's debacle. We need to also talk about Nevada has now loosened their restrictions in the nick of time, because we have the October 1 memorial, and from the October 1 shooting, as well as multiple other, I guess, conferences and conventions and stuff that, you know, need to come out here. So we're going to talk about some of the new Nevada changes on those restrictions. Also, many of you guys are taking acid reflux medications, and you take them chronically. It's been linked to a spiked risk in diabetes, which we've discussed on our show before, but we'll kind of hash that out. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I reached for the heartburn medication last night. It was supposed to be entertaining, but remember I told you guys, don't expect it to be, you know, the event that you had hoped for, where, you know, we would finally get some good answers from both sides on what they plan to do. You know, was the country going to go socialist or Marxist or communist? You know, was Trump going to leave quietly if the election was found to be valid? Any of those questions that we thought were going to get asked, didn't. And I didn't really expect that. And I had kind of expected that, you know, we were going to probably walk from this going, we are underwhelmed. I thought we would be underwhelmed. What I didn't expect was it being a complete chaotic, almost kindergarten fest, and it was so hard to watch on both sides. It doesn't matter where you are on the political aisle. That was not easy to watch. And Chris Wallace, you know, he's on Fox News and he's a moderator, but he's not technically considered conservative. So we knew that he would kind of give Trump a hard time. That wasn't, and you know, Chris Wallace always wants to look fair and balanced and all that, but even he got rattled. You know, I even heard him stutter for a little bit. And you know how when I get worked up, my stutter comes out? You heard a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of that. And I was really nervous that somebody was going to have a stroke, you know, on that stage, because, you know, they're not the youngest of dudes. And Chris Wallace even had some nervous laughs. I don't know if he thought what Trump said was funny or if it was a nervous laugh. And you could just, I mean, if I had to read his mind, you could probably see him go, why did I sign up for this poop? This was not what I signed up for. And so, I mean, if I was the moderator, I would have probably done things a little differently. You know, I would have probably, you should have the ability to shut off the mics. It was kind of, you know, a yelling match. And I think you were supposed to have the ability to go, okay, you know, you did your two minutes, cut it off. And I think it could have looked a little bit more structured. But what happened, if you kind of look at the debate behavior, Donald Trump came out wanting to be alpha. And if you saw, when he spoke, he faced Biden. He faced him, and he even leaned in. So he used a lot of body language to show that he's alpha. And what was interesting is you saw Joe Biden not look at him. Joe Biden had great posture. I think he appeared to, you know, not have as many gaffes as people expected him to, but he wouldn't look at Trump. And he, you know, that was just, if I, again, could be a Democratic strategist, I'd be like, he probably should have looked at Trump a little bit more, leaned in. But again, maybe he gets rattled. Remember, these politicians are human. Most of the country cannot do what they did up there on the stage. Most of us wouldn't even want to be up there on stage. That's really hard to do, to be on cameras. You know, people digging into you and digging into, you know, your past, you know, records or your children or whatever. It's not easy for anybody. But Biden didn't show his dominance like Trump did. However, Trump then went wrong by just interrupting, and he was just all offense. You know, how I like to look at things is I like, you know, let the pitch, right, go across the plate and hit it, or however the baseball term is, all right? Receive the pitch and do what you have to do, or receive the ball and then make your drive. It almost seemed like Trump just kept encroaching or going into the neutral zone. If I have to use, let's say, football analogies, I could do better than baseball analogies. And Trump just kept being aggressive and kept interrupting to the point that now it starts to look bad on him. You know, he could have won the debate if he answered the question, turned it. Instead, it was interrupt, interrupt, interrupt. When you don't let your other opponents speak, then unfortunately that doesn't give you a win. But then maybe he wanted to rattle Joe Biden. So former Vice President Joe Biden actually got so rattled that he told him to shut up. And he also told him to shush. And then I think he called him a clown. So the name calling, which we expected to come from Donald Trump, came from Joe Biden. But I was very disappointed. It was really underwhelming for me because nobody answered the questions. You know, the question came up to Joe Biden, are you going to stack the court? You know, are you going to get rid of the filibuster? Are you going to just add Supreme Court justices, you know, when you're president? No answer to that. Same thing with Donald Trump. You know, when things were kind of hit at him, it was, you know, where's your answer? And I'm like, you know, we expected answers, you know, from both of them. Then it just didn't happen. And so I don't think it looked good for either of them. Now, a full transcript of the debate has been put out by multiple media outlets. I have it on my website and on my Facebook and my Twitter. If you want to go back and see some of the language, there's going to be a lot of obvious discussion on some of the pieces and the fragments that we got. I got to be honest, look at the transcript, there really wasn't much clarity. So I have a poll out, which we're going to discuss in a little bit. Should we even have any more debates? Because I think it was a waste of 90 minutes of our life. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys know I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've lived here for years, and I've watched this place grow since the 80s. And not that it's been growing since the 80s. It's been growing decades before that, but I'm not that old, okay? Contrary to what people think. And so when I see Las Vegas closed down and when I see casinos just abandoned, you know, and it's interesting, an abandoned casino, right, that's just waiting to reopen, you kind of see all the little paint issues and all the little blemishes, and it looks like a casino that needs some love and TLC. So seeing that in now my hometown, I know I was born in L.A., I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas, but Vegas is now my hometown, all right? It's hard to watch. And when Las Vegas had its peak COVID cases, our hospitals were overwhelmed. That was no doubt. Now, mind you, we're always overwhelmed in the flu and pneumonia season, and we talked about that, how many of these deaths could have been flu and pneumonia related, but since we're still not getting, you know, the data that we need, we're under the premise that we had a lot of deaths, we had a lot of hospital overwhelming hospitalizations, and then things started to kind of loosen up a little bit, but we still had a lot of cases. Cases are starting to uptick a little bit, but it doesn't seem to be affecting, hopefully, the hospitals that much. There has been a hospital hack we need to talk about. That has been affecting the hospitals. But, you know, hospitals are gearing up for getting overwhelmed, whether it's flu, pneumonia, COVID, whatnot. So that's going to happen. It's going to be inevitable. So Governor Sisolak, our governor of Nevada, did a press conference yesterday. And it was very, very interesting in that he expanded the 50-person capacity or 50% capacity, whichever is less, he expanded that to 250 people. So even though restaurants and all these other places are still 50% capacity, right, or 250, whichever is less, you now get to allow some sports. You get to allow some concerts, some entertainment, and conventions. Now, this might be too little too late. I can't tell you how many conventions said, look, we're just going to do online. I mean, we had some big, big conferences and conventions planned in January, and they canceled. And I hate to say this. If I was a conference or convention planner, because of everybody freaking out about what happened with the hospitals, and, you know, I know the hospitals always get overwhelmed this flu season. Because that's going to be a headline in January, I get why they had to play it safe. But you almost saw Governor Sisolak kind of plea with people saying, look, you don't have to cancel. We're open. We're here for business. So, which shows that Nevada's lockdown, although debatable on what it did in terms of saving lives and saving hospitalizations, was devastating for a Nevada, especially Las Vegas, economy. So what's interesting, though, is the guidelines are a little bit more flexible than they've ever been in that, let's say you want to have 1,000 people at your conference. If you could separate them into groups of 250, and you can make sure the staff doesn't go back and forth. By the way, that 250 doesn't include staff. So let's say you have to have 50 staff people. That won't subtract from the 250. So you can have 250 guests or 250 attendees plus the staff in separate quarters, 6 feet distance, mask, etc. If you want to have 1,000 people, if you get permission from the state and you could show that these groups of 250 are separate, you can now have a 1,000-person conference. What that essentially means is many of the small to medium-sized conferences can now come back. Now, I'm being asked, well, what about flu season? You know, what about hospitalizations? I mean, we've had conferences during flu season before. We've had conferences during, you know, I, the big argument many of us have is, you know, everybody freaked out with COVID, and I get that it was scary. But it's a little counterintuitive to be freaked out about COVID, but not, you know, freaked out about the flu. So I see these restrictions lasting longer, maybe multiple years, because people are not going to want to get the flu. But once we kind of learn to live with COVID and go, look, you know, we've had conferences during flu season. I mean, there's a conference I go to, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. It's up in Lake Tahoe. So it's snowy. And it's in the peak flu season, maybe as we're slowly starting to come off peak. And we're there every year. And for the most part, we do social distance because there's plenty of tables. And there's, you know, and also usually conferences, medical conferences can be kind of, you know, so a lot of us like to sleep. I spread out because I have my laptop and all that. I'm taking notes and I'm working and all that. So I basically, I spread out. I'm about 6 feet away from other people. I don't really see, you know, you can't really sit at a medical conference crunched up because nobody wants to see each other sleep. Yeah, sorry. People do fall asleep. It's kind of funny. Not the NAFP, but at other ones I've seen them sleep. So, what about weddings? Well, it sounds like a wedding could happen, right? I mean, if you have 250 guests at your wedding, it sounds like it could happen as long as the space is not at 50% capacity. See, let's say you have a hall, and that hall can hold 400 people max. Then it's, you can only have 250 people there, you see? That's a little tricky. In terms of live entertainment, I guess a live entertainment, there must be a distance of 25 feet from the performance. So, if you're an entertainer, let's say Cirque du Soleil or whatever, you're up on a stage. You're 25 feet away from other people because you're breathing heavier and whatever. If you're a dancer, not a lot of places allow that 25 feet. So what that means is if you're a dancer, you're not going to get the tips because they need to get to you closer. So I'm not really sure how that's going to go. They said as long as performers, competitors, actors, entertainers, coaches, and players maintain at least 25 feet distance from spectators, they're not required to be included in the capacity limit. Now, if an entertainer does go out into the audience, if an entertainer does interact with the audience, and sometimes you need to for your tips, I'm not saying I have experience in that. If I did have experience as a stripper or an exotic dancer, I'm going to say right now I probably wouldn't have made a lot of tips. All right? So I don't have experience in the type of tips you can make exotic dancing. If you're within the public, you then count as that one person. So they have to limit the number of people depending on how many dancers they have. Okay? I know a lot of you guys are like, one of the strip clubs opening back up. I know that's not a headline, but we're dissecting out the guidelines for you all to figure that out. Now, private residencies. Okay, so we have Halloween coming up. Halloween is on a Saturday night. We have been waiting years for Halloween to come on a Saturday night because of school and all that. We finally have Halloween on a Saturday night. Parties are supposed to be limited. So I believe outdoors, 25, indoors, 10 people, yeah, no more than 10 people indoors, 25 people outdoors. That's for private residents. For public parties, I think the restrictions are still a little looser. People are asking about salons. With salons, still no you have to do appointment only, no walk-ins. Which I know doesn't make a lot of sense because people walk into a restaurant, but they can't walk into a salon. It's probably because of the capacity limit. So still a lot of the restaurant and salon and other sorts of rules are still in play. But, you know, Vegas being open again, we've been open, but it wasn't open, okay? I mean, you know, for Vegas, people think, well, you know, people just need to gamble. That's not where our revenue's coming from. Our revenue is coming from our clubs. Our revenue is coming from, you know, people being able to drink and have their bachelorette party or their bachelor party. People being able to see strippers. People being able to go to the conference. I mean, conventions and conferences are huge. And losing that aspect of our tourism and our industry, you know, and then, of course, travel and leisure. So we aren't still seeing a lot of international travel, and understandably so. So I've been asked about the positivity rate. Our positivity rate being under 10% is a good sign. It at least triggered our governor to kind of loosen things up. People have asked him about why 250 and why didn't you go up to 75 to 100. And, you know, he kind of explained how, it, you know, the 75 to 100 didn't really help, you know, a lot of people. It was easier to just go from 50 to 250. He gave an explanation for that. He also talked about the safety of the Strip. You know, there's been some headlines about some violence. He says the Strip is still safe and Metro is working on it. So you can see that there's a big push to invite people back and try to get Vegas back to where it needs to be, while at the same time not having more COVID clusters. Personally, I just think the whole thing is an absolute cluster. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are heading back to the campaign trail today, hours after clashing in Ohio in their first debate. Biden, campaigning outside Cleveland, Ohio, says the president doesn't understand the struggles of everyday Americans.
Does he care? Has he tried to walk in your shoes to understand what's going on in your life?
President Trump is scheduled to travel to Minnesota for a fundraiser, then also hold a rally in Duluth. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is applauding President Trump's performance at the debate. He says President Trump has condemned white supremacy, and the record shows it.
When I watched the debate, I listened to the question by Mr. Wallace. And when he was asking the question, if you listen to it, you heard what the president say? Yes. Would you denounce it? What did the president say? Yes.
USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is on Capitol Hill meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as they're working on a new coronavirus deal. The Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
I hope we can get something done because, as you said, there are clearly still businesses out there, small businesses that are impacted. We need more money for kids going to school. We need liability protection for small businesses to open the economy. And we're going to continue to work hard to try to get those results to the American people that are impacted.
A Marine Corps fighter jet collided midair with another plane during a refueling operation in a remote desert area of Southern California on Tuesday. The F-35B jet collided with a Lockheed Martin KC-130J tanker around 4 o'clock, according to a statement from the Marine Corps Air Station Yuma in nearby Arizona. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush
in 1-877 Dolly 1-877-DALI. So I believe it happened a couple days ago. Universal Health Systems, a huge hospital system, over 400 locations across the country, was hacked. The cyber attack left multiple hospitals without their network and online medical records. Now, from what we understand, the hospitals are still kind of struggling right now to get back online. We're already into Wednesday, but The Pennsylvania-based company said in a statement that we are making steady progress with recovery efforts. They said certain applications have already started coming online again, with others projected to be restored on a rolling basis across the U.S. The company said it experienced an information technology security incident in the early morning hours of September 27th. Now, some of you are like, we're only hearing about this now? Well, it was in the news, I guess, but everybody was talking about the debate and Amy Coney Barrett and, you know, I don't know what Trump said and Trump's, I don't know, his federal tax returns and I don't know. People were talking about this. And so it forced the health system to shut down its entire computer network, so it impacted patient data, lab systems, and clinical information. Now, of course, the company says patient care continues to be delivered safely and effectively, said there is no evidence that patient or employee data was accessed, copied, or misused. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a cardiologist at George Washington University Medical Center. It's a UHS acute hospital impacted by the attack. He told CNN it could take several days to reset the system. They said they proactively took down all their entire network to protect their network when they detected the attack, and they're working using these downtime protocols to maintain chemical operations in a safe way while they slowly bring systems back up online. But in the meantime, it's a big deal. I live in Nevada, and so we have multiple hospitals with the Valley Health System. And so we have Centennial Hills, Desert Springs, Henderson Hospital, Spring Valley, Summerlin Hospital, and Valley Hospital Medical Center. So UHS has about 90,000 employees. They've kind of been, you know, riddled with issues from the COVID crisis and lack of revenue coming into hospitals. But, you know, they said they're on it. And, you know, right now we're being told that it doesn't affect patient data. So apparently this ransomware is where hackers infect networks with a malicious code that then scrambles the data. What they then do is because it's ransom, they're basically holding your ability to still work ransom. Then they demand payment, sometimes in Bitcoin, sometimes in real money. And so a lot of times it's not that these people want to steal data, is they just want to cripple you and make you vulnerable. So the back office systems, they said, were affected, not necessarily direct patient care technology like the heart pumps and the EKG monitors. Now, apparently, they said, in Germany, not with the UHS system, there was the first known fatality related to ransomware. It was an attack that caused IT systems to fail, and a critically ill patient needed urgent admission, died, because they had to be taken to another city for treatment. Now, you see, this is where I have a huge problem with our reliance on computers and technology. One time the power went out in my office, and we had a bunch of patients there, some of them acute, so I had paper charts. We luckily had some backup lighting we could use. I was able to see the patients that were still there, finish the care I needed, and then we closed down the rest of the day. But I mean, I was able to have a flexibility. Well, we have a paper chart. We still have paper charts on you. I could still complete your chart. And you know, I could still access the medicines and access the flu shots or whatever I had to access to give to the patients and still go and still be able to function. Now, everything is based on a computer. And I get that. People don't trust humans, and they don't trust, you know, they think humans are going to steal things, and, you know, they're going to give the wrong medicine. So now we have everything on computers and everything kind of designed and operated on by chips and all that and networks. But then this happens. So if you're a patient that needs help and you have to have a 25-minute delay in your care because of a computer issue, that's an epic fail. But we're just relying on computers. That's just what we're doing now. And then you have, you know, medical professionals scramble to deal with computers and phones and all that. But, you know, what about patient care? You know, and so people say, well, you know, how bad is it? You know, go down to radiology and look it up. Well, see, in radiology, everything's on a computer now. You know, when we took an X-ray in the olden days, all right, by olden days, a few years back, okay, you would have the actual film. And you'd see the film, And then you would, you know, would have like little silver pieces, silver in it. It's really, really cool how they make x-rays. We'll talk about that one day. But you would look at the film yourself, because I did. I would never trust to read. I'd want to look at my own, I'd look at the film myself of the films that I could read. I'm really good at x-ray. I'm not that good at ultrasound, but when, except when I would deliver babies, I would ultrasound myself. It's a lot easier when you're doing the ultrasound rather than just looking at pictures. But I would look at the pictures myself, say, all right, that looks good. So because of storage and because of being green and not using a lot of, shall we say, substances that are not biodegradable, many images, if they're done electronically, they stay electronically. So many x-rays nowadays, you don't have the films. If somebody needs to take an x-ray to a provider, it gets downloaded onto a disc. There's no hard concrete in your hand form for these things. So my office had an x-ray. We got the fancy x-ray that did the electronics, that where you took a picture, it was digital, it was gorgeous because you could zoom in, and digital offered many more benefits than a simple x-ray. But if the power goes out or the computer's down, we can't make copies. We can't send the film to a radiologist for a formal read. And you're stuck. Now, glitches happen. People go back online. They go, no big deal. What if we don't go back online? What if we do have major power grid issues? I talked about this last week. Why do we make ourselves so vulnerable? Look how vulnerable we were with coronavirus. We were so vulnerable. Remember Y2K? Y2K luckily didn't affect us like we thought it would. With Y2K, people said our computers aren't going to be ready for the new millennial change. So the computers are going to go back to 1901. It's going to be a cluster. I mean, it got handled. But I just don't believe we're being smart about not having certain backups that are old school paper. I don't know. That's just me. I don't like having everything in a computer. If I can't access the computer, same thing with phone numbers. I only have a couple of my family members' numbers memorized. I don't know all my other family members. Some of my best friends, I just don't have their number memorized because I haven't had to. All I have to do is hit a button. Well, what happens if the power's out, or what happens if you're stranded and you need to use a cell phone? Well, you could call information. I don't know if information has everybody's cell phone number. So it's definitely unfortunate. UHS stock is up. It's actually a little bit up today at 107.65. It dropped drastically when this happened, but it's going up. So they're going to get their acts together. But for those of you that, you know, rely on multiple, shall we say, health visits, I would suggest getting copies of your own records. And if you're not really worried about the privacy issue of it being in paper form, in a safe, etc., I would do that. I would make copies of the most important labs you've had, make a grid or spreadsheet, and have some sort of non-computer form to that. In terms of privacy and computers, there's just no privacy. I'm not even worried about privacy. But I'm worried about if anything does happen, you have medical conditions, and you need to see somebody, at least you have something in your hand you could show them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys have chronic heartburn? Talked about heartburn on the show a lot. Heartburn, sometimes we call it reflux.
Some of you might have esophagitis. Some of you might not. Some of you might have an ulcer. Some of you might just have gastritis. Some of you not. But how many of you take a PPI or an antacid that's not technically called an antacid, but it's a proton pump inhibitor? My guess is a lot of you do. I don't really take them a lot because I don't eat a lot of spicy foods. I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I try to make my meals small. But every now and then I get heartburn, and oh, heartburn sucks. It sucks. Well, these PPI classes of medications keep coming back in the news. Right? There's been reports that it could be linked to liver disease, reports that these medications could cause additional infections. These PPI medications may cause osteoporosis. Well, in the news now, and this isn't the first time we've heard it, now these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, have been linked to diabetes. It's been linked in the past, but this is kind of one of the larger studies. And the medication class we're talking about are the proton pump inhibitors, as opposed to the H2 blockers, the histamine 2 blockers. The proton pump inhibitors help prevent acid from getting pumped into the stomach. Now, you have acid in your stomach because it's a form of digestion. If food hits your stomach and it gets acidified, it gets dissolved and emulsified or into a more pasty form that could be allowed easier for your intestines to take out the nutrients when it needs to. So you need stomach acid. Unfortunately, depending on its pH, its low pH, or depending on your anatomy, where your lower esophageal sphincter, I know a lot of you guys love when I talk about sphincters, but your LES, your lower esophageal sphincter, that kind of connects your esophagus to your stomach, is insufficient or incompetent, shall we say. I'm not talking about the debate. I'm talking about your sphincters. The lower esophageal sphincter, if it doesn't stay tight, acid from the stomach will go up into the esophagus. We talked about how that could be dangerous because the esophagus lining is not really built for acid. And so if acid keeps bouncing up through the sphincter from the stomach into the esophagus and kind of keeps burning that tissue there, it could change. And it could change and become Barrett's esophagus and then later cancer. It's rare. We don't see that in multiple cases, but it's something that happens. So we've kind of been conditioned in medicine, and we've been conditioned in non-medicine settings to relieve the antacid. I get very frustrated with people treating their own antacid because a lot of people say they have heartburn. I'm like, well, how do you know that's not cardiac? How do you know that's not your heart hurting or angina or, you know? Well, I know. We're not supposed to call it angina. Angina. I just use angina. I like to prolong my vowels because I got a little bit of a twang, and sometimes that twang comes out, so it's easier to say angina, gastritis. I love the long I's. Long I's are just easier to say. So with that in mind, I don't really like you guys managing your heartburn by yourselves. So if I see that you're going over the counter and you're taking more Prilosec or the Prevacid, or there's also Nexium and Protonix, and there's Dexalent. There's a whole variety of different antacids that people can take now, these PPIs. I usually tell them, look, you know, if you're on this, whether a doctor prescribed it or you got it over the counter, once you kind of hit the two-week mark, I really want to make sure that you're seeing a gastroenterologist. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just making gastroenterologists rich. No, you don't understand. All right, gastroenterologist is pretty much one of the very few specialists that can actually go down there and take a look. If you are starting to get changes down there in your esophagus, you're starting to get this Barrett's change, or we think that you have an ulcer, or we're just trying to verify if it's even heartburn at all, that's what that gastroenterologist could do. And he might say, you want to know what? You need to be on these medications for a period of time. I developed an ulcer a few years back. I was at a job. There was a lot of stress going on. And I developed an ulcer. So the doctor put me on that medication for 30 days, healed the ulcer. So sometimes we use it for finite amounts of time, but long term, it's being linked to diabetes. In fact, a 24% risk of diabetes. This came out in the journal Gut, and it was by researchers out of China. So why would a PPI put you at risk for diabetes? Well, I don't know if the medication causes the diabetes. There's been some debate that it could change your gut microbiome. And you know how the bacteria in your colon can affect the way you endocrinologically or metabolically manage things in your body? So there is a chance that maybe because you're altering the acid production, you're going to have different types of bacteria that grow distal to it, and those bacteria might change the way you metabolize sugar. But that's not my working theory. My working theory is look at the groups of people that need antacids. They're the ones that eat big, large meals. Can't be eating big, large meals. You know, remember I kind of ripped on some of you guys with the intermittent fasting? I get that it works for some, but I see so many of you, you'll intermittent fast, you'll have one meal a day, and it's a big, huge meal. And then you hit the antacids. I can't tell you on telemedicine how many times people call saying, yeah, yeah, I need an antacid, and I go, well, you know, have you been losing weight? Oh, they go, no, I'm on a diet. I intermittent fast, but I notice because, you know, I'm only having one meal a day, I need the antacid. Well, that... So if you're a one-meal-a-day type of eater, you're already prone to diabetes because your body needs rhythm and needs consistency. Your pancreas can't keep up with just one big 2,000-calorie load meal. Doesn't work. All right? Some bodies just need food a little bit at a time. So we're finding, and even in this study, apparently they looked at about 4,000 participants in the Nurses' Health Study. So there were... a couple hundred thousand female nurses, and then they also looked at, I believe, 50,000 males. And they already kind of, you know, filtered out, you know, if they had other pre-existing conditions or things that would put them at risk for diabetes. And as they watched those who were on PPIs, these chronic medications like Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, they were more, they had a higher chance of getting diabetes. Now, mind you, a third of us are already pre-diabetic, so diabetes is already rising. But I think it's the way we eat. You know, plus think about it. A lot of people that have heartburn drink alcohol. Well, alcohol has high sugar, right? A lot of people eat spicy foods. Well, you could have a nice spicy salad, but if you're eating something really, really spicy, my guess is it's a spicy meat dish or a spicy gumbo or a spicy tamale. So my guess is you're probably not vegan. Yeah, you could season your foods, but if you're having something that you have to throw Tabasco sauce on, I doubt it's a stick of celery. So when you start to look at who's having the heartburn, people with big meals, also a lot of us that are overweight might not have good sphincters. So we might just, not even because of the way we eat, it's just because if we're overweight, that's going to also put you at risk for diabetes. So I think there's just a lot of other issues at play. But I'm very cautious and I'm very suspicious. And I really hover over a lot of these studies if I think that there's a medication that people are taking that could actually cause the diabetes. I'm still not convinced that statin medications for cholesterol cause diabetes because the average person that's diabetic had high cholesterol about 10 years prior. So I'm still not 100% that a statin will turn you diabetic. But I think the types of people that need statin medications or need PPIs, their sort of diet, maybe they don't exercise, maybe they aren't of the ideal weight, they're of the ones that are more prone to, unfortunately, get diabetes. So when it comes to acid reflux, what I usually recommend is avoiding the alcohol, avoiding the, you know, spicy foods. Oatmeal is nice. Banana's nice on your tummy. Salad, aloe vera might help some heartburn. Parsley, celery, couscous, rice might, you know, soothe some of the heartburn. They say lean turkey and chicken as opposed to red meat. But you've got to be careful of citrus. You've got to be careful of tomatoes. You've got to be careful of onions, peppermint, chocolate. I love chocolate. Fried foods and also caffeine. You know, if you're a big coffee drinker, a big caffeine drinker, that could also increase your reflux. And also those little gummy bites. I think those gummy bites, those are the ones that do it to me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.